Hello, 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 and welcome along to another episode of the Laundry Room Podcast with me, Roxy Tumble Dryer. Are you well? Because fuck me, you're looking well. I can't see you. That's why you're looking well. Before we get into this episode this week, I just want to let you all know on Thursday, the 27th of February, it is the Laundry Room Podcast live at the Shoe Factory down on Union Street. It is myself, of course, hosted and boasted, and I will be joined by special guests Rusty Hinges and Sabrina Bewitched. It's going to be a great night. We've got the Queen of the Prank Calls and the Queen of Talking Shite. We're all there. It's going to be a laugh. Tickets are only £10 and you get them online. Details of how to get your tickets can be found in the description of wherever you're looking at this podcast, whether it be on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, or wherever. The details can be found in the description. So here we are of this week's episode of the podcast. I hope you'll enjoy it. And whatever you're up to this week, stay safe, be good, just be a cunt. Here we go. Enjoy.
That's German for...
It's my handy. Oh, I've misplaced my handy.
Every time a guy do German, he hears...
I'm full of chocolate!
Yeah, or the German from... the German pedo from The League of Gentlemen.
Alles klar!
Alles klar!
Come with me on the tour.
I will take you in mein fist.
Hello, would you like to walk up the stairs with me, darling? Oh. I'm so beautiful. German.
Lottie! Eine kleine. Alles klar.
My name is Angela Furkel. I am a lady. Ooh. Here. Oh, fuck, it's recording. Good. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. And welcome along to the Laundry Room Podcast this week. How yous all doing? Welcome back. It's another episode. Yeah, caught us unawares there, but sure, we'll keep it in. It's a good laugh. It's a bit of naturalness. We were talking about German things. But please welcome along this week is my fabulous special guest. If you cannot tell by the artwork online, it's Electra Lacan!
Hello!
Hello, German lady.
Alles klar.
Alles klar, willkommen.
I will take you in mein fist.
Willkommen in Börde. Bei Podcast.
Guten like, evening.
I'm looking for Google now, but like, I can actually translate that there in German quick.
I know.
It'd just be like, Outfits. Many beautiful outfits that I have in my bedroom.
Outfits. Look at all the sparkles.
Look at all. That is such a good. That I don't do German well. I do many accents, but you do that very
German.
Well. Look at all the sparkles.
Like, oh, look at the sparkles. We were in sparkles in Gran Canaria.
Gran Canaria. We were. Hello. Welcome.
Oh, welcome.
So, folks, welcome back to another second spin episode of the podcast where Electra, you're back after a year. It's been a year of the podcast. You were episode numero 4.
I know.
And here you are now.
Well done. Yes. Congratulations.
Many ups and downs and breakups. And sorry, not breakups. I haven't been with anybody. I have many breakdowns, should I say.
Breakdowns.
Thanks to my counsellor, I'm still here.
You're working on yourself, love. You're
the title of my new book, I'm Still... That was sort of Drag Race. I was like, what's your GGB? I'm still here.
Yes. That would be Memoirs of a Geisha.
I'm still here. The Memoirs of a Geisha. Go on, GGB. Up a G.
Oh, I love GGB.
Up a G. Juby. So yeah, it's been a year. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for joining me again on the old
second spin.
Yes, your laundry will be ready at the end of the episode.
Oh, lovely. It was in need of a clean.
It's all those tights and undergarments and padding
stinking.
I know. That's be another level of drag for me. Pads, I would like, that's too much shit to wash or to air out.
I love the pads now. I got myself a wee pair of Izzy's.
That's right, the Izzy Boutique pads.
I find myself getting stared at by men and women because of my cheeks.
Shape a whore.
Yeah. They're some people do ask permission, which is nice. You know, if they can touch.
Could I touch your booty?
But of course.
It's like, please do. I'd be like a fiver. Yeah. You know, in America, they give a dollar. Over here, you couldn't like throw pounds at you. You'd be fucking
pelt. I know. You'd be black and blue by the end
there
of it.
There was Americans in Union Street once before and they give me like dollars and I was like, that's nothing. Thanks.
Although I do like when you're at the end of a performance and you get like a wee like 10 or 20
quid.
You do get it.
Like. I've a girl from here come up one night and was like, here's a tenner. I was like, no, definitely. Thank you.
A drink is lovely.
No, alcohol, thank you.
A little shot.
Or a shot. I love a shot. Sometimes you just see a hand come over the DJ box and there is a
little baby Guinness.
You do love
Jägermeister. That is disgusted in my bed. No, Jägerbomb. Medicine. Jägerbomb, absolutely.
I would have had them for lunch
when I was in uni.
Oh, yeah. For lunch?
Yes.
Like, what's your lunch today? Someone's like, I'm having fajita. I'm having a Jägerbomb.
Just
like,
to be Jägerbomb. Just to keep you going.
Okay, just to lift you up and keep you smiling.
Just to keep you going. And then, yeah, but I couldn't have Jäger by itself. Cause,
oh, really? Oh, no, I can't. And no. See, when it's really, really, really cold and the bar has it in like a freezer, bitch, that goes down like a syrup. Like,
do they still do Café Patron?
Café Patron.
Patron. Subscribe to my Café Patron.
Would you be interested in another drop of Café Patron?
For
$8.99. Places do it. It's fucking beautiful. That coffee, that over tequila, ice. Over ice, Café Patron. Oh.
Beautiful.
If you're a venue in Belfast that saves the Café Patron, do let us know. But no, Jägermeister freezing cold. Delicious. But the Jägermeister, the Red Bull will have me up all night, you see.
Well, this is it.
I'm an old woman now in my 35.
Yeah, I don't think I've touched a Vod Bull since a very long time.
Like, if I'm really like doing like a three day gigging, usually by the third one, I'm like, I need Red Bull now. While it's getting ready, looking at myself in the mirror going, I fucking hate you, you ugly drag bitch.
Why have you done this to me?
There was a while I was doing drag so much, I looked in the mirror and was like, I fucking hate Roxy Tumbledore's face. Like, you just, when you're literally sick of looking at yourself, like, I need to take a break from this because I'm going to fucking scream. That these are the inner thoughts of a man who dresses up as a woman. That, bitches, it's hard.
It's a hard not life for us. It's a hard not life. Well, as you found out in Gran Canaria, there's a song for everything. There's a song for everything.
Fucking is all right. We went to Gran Canaria in January. There was a
and your gorgeous little bungalow.
Yes, then myself and Paletta Stiletta stayed in what could only be described as a Love Island villa.
It was gorgeous.
There was like a confessional area and everything.
Yeah, there was, and there was the wee drinking hut.
And then you walked out the gate up a wee entry, and there was the pool area with the barman all making cocktails.
You had your private ducal area at the front as well. Your little shower.
That's
with
right.
The curtain.
You could have it. Yes, you had your outdoor curtain. So the three bathrooms. There was one outside in case you wanted to shite in private. You had your one in your ensuite in one bedroom and an ensuite in the other bedroom. There was like all of these bathrooms.
Take your piss.
So she was able to shite in private, and so could I. It was great.
I love when there's more toilets than people.
Oh, I'm all about it. It's you know, like, imagine standing there in your room, like, I don't know where to shit today. I'm like,
because you have your own private one, and you know you can just do your own business, and then you can walk out of there and just be, you don't need to announce to the room, go in there.
I'm like, I'm just going to go into this room in the back.
Don't go
anywhere near that. Don't open that door for the next 3 days. That's fucking poison.
Unspeakable things happened.
They just didn't. My one didn't have a window in it, so yeah,
there you go.
Did you ever in Spain, in the height of summer, you would shit in the bathroom, and then you close the door, and then you forget, and you're like, I need to go again.
Oh, I'd be sliding off the toilet seat.
Oh.
Like the sweat running off.
And you've got that, you know, they use the local water for ice cubes, and you're like, it's trickling out of me like lava. It's coming out of me like lava.
It's happening.
It's happening. I'm shitting in this
shitting
room.
Everywhere.
In this apartment. So yeah, that is definitely that's something else when you go on holiday. It has to pour out of you like water or as I said when we were away, is like I just sat down like one morning, woke up, went into the toilet, sat down, and all of a sudden it just went breakfast. That was the noise it made. I was like, Jesus, it just didn't go
breakfast.
It went breakfast, like boom, out.
Explosive.
And then off we went for the day.
I know, that's it. Sometimes you just need to get it out of you, and it wakes you up.
Thanks very much, folks, for listening to 7 minutes of our bowel movements discussion on holiday. But I must say, we did have a good laugh. Well, also Trudy was there as well. Trudy Scrumptious, her partner Stephen,
Misty Falls,
Miss Misty, you, me, Electra, and then of course it seemed to be a load of drag queens from the UK were all in Gran Canaria at that time of year, because there was ones in Sparkles a couple of nights, one called Miss Tasty. I know. She was that bigger doll. Remember this?
Yes.
How we communicate and just croaks. Big doll.
Yes, there were. But I think Gran Canaria just kind of attracts us. If I can say the F slur, us faggots. It really does. So and that's what I love about it. You literally touch down. It's just like gay.
You do. Like, as soon as the plane door opens, you can smell poppers. You're like,
I know. It's gorgeous.
Amyl nitrate? And somebody's like, yes, that's the name of your boarding agent.
My favourite smell.
Amyl nitrate. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Amyl nitrate. I am boarding your flight to Belfast.
I worked with her. She was a cunt.
Lovely girl. Yeah. But no, it was great. And then sure, you ended up, how did you end up getting that private taxi? We ended up in a bus. It was a minibus.
Only
four of us.
That was just because of Booking.com, who can sponsor my life or this podcast if they like.
Oh, please, Booking.com.
It was just a free taxi ride.
Booking.com, yeah.
It was lovely.
So it was like one of those like rewards you get. Like,
just one of those random things. And I'd never felt more special in my life.
So we came down with these before we went to get a taxi. And we're like, we'll jump in anyway and see. And the guy was like, €5. I was like, you take 10.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, we only thought that it was only going to be like two people. And then because we're ladies who don't travel light, we needed a larger vehicle. So they did accommodate. Fair play to them.
Anyone said like a wee car, but your man just went €5. It's like, great. That saved us a whole heap of money. And then we arrived and walked up to our beautiful Love Island villa.
I know.
It's great. But yeah, I loved Sparkle. Shout out to Sparkles, Gran Canaria.
Yes, Brandy.
Miss Brandy.
Miss Heather. Miss Polly. Ladies and
gentlemen, please make some noise for Boss Miss Brandy.
We're going to Sparkles.
Dynamite is the one, the only, and the number one. She's just fucking hilarious. I love her. She's just so good. I remember getting her to make a video for Robin Diamonds. She was like, show me your piss flaps. I was like, that is dynamite. Shout out to Robin Diamonds, Brickwork Dairy, Wednesday night, best show you've ever seen. Robin, I went up to do this show. It was fucking great. Brilliant wee night on a Wednesday night in the Brickwork. Robin, well, ring me. I stayed in the City Hotel. It was great. It was a nice wee evening. Had a pool, but because the train was delayed, I never got in too late, so all I had was room service. And all my wigs were hanging up in outfits, and the boy brought the room service and was looking in. I was like, can I help you? And he was like, sorry. I was like,
oh, that would be the start of a porno for me. I'd be like, are you coming in?
All you'd hear was like, not Baker Street. Like, that is not sexy. Like, please bring in my steak sandwich.
Oh, no, that is sexy.
Pot of Heinz, pot of Heinz sexy. Mayo, and a pot of Heinz ketchup. Do you ever get that in hotels? Pots of mayonnaise and ketchup. These are places that are fancy.
Oh, you dirty bitch.
Beautiful room service. When I sometimes go over to Gatwick for my airline shit, you always just walk along the hallways and it's just like fallen soldiers of room stuff lying outside the doors, all the trays, like all McDonald's things. I'm like, oh, they had pizza today. So I was like, dirty bastards. I just leave everything out in the night. I'm like, leave it all outside. I leave things outside other people's doors. I'm like, that's not mine. Like, I never ate all my dinner. Just leave that out there. I was like, ooh, that was rotten. Like, that steak sandwich.
Rotten. Oh, God, no.
So here, totally off kilter there. What have you been up to? What's been going on in the past year? What's happening? What's been the highlights? The lowlights?
Well, I suppose, like, life. It was, what was it? Life before Wicked and life after Wicked. Really?
The film?
No, you're not a musical girl, are you? Is there any musical that you like?
I'm not a fan of Wicked at all.
You're not a fan of Wicked at all. Is it Wicked specifically or just musicals?
I don't mind musicals.
Something has changed within me since I watched it. Something has...
We were on the plane down and you had a blast in front of us. I hear a fucking witch?
Oh, I do my runs now, timing it by fucking how many repeats of One Short Day in the Emerald City. And it's four. I did it in under four. It was beautiful. I was loving life.
I don't like musicals nor running. So I'm not there on board. Musical, what other...
I love Little Shop of Horrors. Chicago. Sure, they'll
Chicago.
Sell Buck Tango.
Oh, he had a coming, girl.
He had a coming. Yeah.
Fuck, I thought the whole room was coming. It's like, shit, this room, everything teeters on an edge.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, look at this thing holding wigs. So it's been held with two fucking poles that I've ripped apart just to keep everything balanced. One touch is all it takes for this all to come crashing fucking down. It reminds me of like
a song for everything.
I always say it's like Hong Kong apartments, you know, they all go up high up and you've only got a small space to work within. You're like, right. So I went into the dressing room and Sparkles and everything's up in the rafters everywhere and I'm like,
you do the same as me, like under the rail, then there's everything else,
all the shoes, then things just get fucked in there. Like, if you don't want to see it, you're like into the back.
I know.
And sure, there's suitcases in behind there and all. There's like, I found a suitcase and it was full of wigs. I was like, back in. there, I done a clear out the other week. Bitches got some shit. I was like, here you go, everybody. I need to do another clear out because there's still more stuff that I'm like, I don't need this.
Making space, but also passing along to the next generation.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Yes. Because other queens done it for me. I've still stuff that belongs to, like, Trudy or Tina Legs Tantrum.
I brought in a load of heels a couple of months ago, actually, because I wouldn't be wearing that size heel anymore.
Did you also do smaller heels?
I'm doing the smaller heel now. I'm doing the biscuit.
You meant, like, how did your foot size shrink? Are you like, oh, no. I thought you were doing one of those Chinese lotus foot, you know, you like curl your feet underneath, you're like the little tiny size threes. Now I'm like, look, I like those
little
tiny
lady feet.
Like, I'm so small.
My little lady feet.
Very demure. Ah, no. Oh, like a bit, like the high bitches. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. No, I wouldn't be wearing them anymore.
No, I'm still. No, I did get a pair of those old ratatatata samba shoes, as I call them. You know, the dancers.
Oh, yeah, from Allison Express. They arrived.
Then to also counteract that, I also got a pair of, I call them slag slippers, to do Tina Turner in. I was wearing them at the weekend. Peep toe. Hate getting the toe out, but sure, it's in tight, so it looks like a biscuit.
Yeah.
Do you like my biscuit?
Just to be caramel biscuit.
Do you want
to
look at my caramel biscuit, you fucking bitch?
Oh, those Biscoff shots.
Taking us off on an unnaturally tangent to business.
Yeah,
oh
sorry. It just because I came home from Gran Canaria with
two bottles
from the Mercadona.
Basically, biscuit flavoured Bailey's. Mercadona was a €4 bottle or something.
Yeah, it was like five bottles.
€5 because we were like, let's go to. They do a litre of vodka and it was €6 for the litre, so I got 3.
I love
just
alcohol.
To add on to my 13 litres that are downstairs as well.
Yes, your vodka collection.
It's quite the vodka collection. I'm just in. I mean, what are you into? Vodka collection. Vodka. But then drinking it too. I'm like, let me try a Smirnoff 50% right now. Then you wake up literally buck naked and you go, what happened? It's Monday afternoon. Well, I was like, 50% Smirnoff. It's like fucking petrol. And it's good. But yeah, oh, so the two bottles gone?
The two bottles are gone, yeah. Now, to be fair, I did get help from Misty and Miss Tiffany Von Tussle.
Oh, she'd drink piss from a horse.
Well, she would. She would, yeah. Now, like, yeah, some people were drinking it, like, because obviously there was someone else in there. Some people did not appreciate it, and I did not like that because it was a free fucking shot. Just can't.
How dare you dislike my biscuit? Yeah,
my biscuit-flavoured shot.
Like, something for your biscuit mouth.
Do you want something for your mouth?
We were walking in Gran Canaria, just standing along, and you know when you get a really dry mouth from walking for a while, and I was like, guys, I need to go into a shop and get a drink or something. So we walked on a little bit more, and then Electra just shouts to me from across, do you want to go in there and get something for your mouth? I was like,
do you want something for your mouth?
Do you want something in there from your mouth? I was like, yes, no, there's like big giant bits of like sausage they always sell.
Oh,
like, I was
yes.
Like, it's coming out sucking on a bratwurst. I'm like,
it's a German sausage.
Hello. Alice Clare.
Alice Clare.
My name is Alice and this is my Clare. No, this is my Clare. So before we spoke about Gran Canaria, we were speaking about something.
I was trying to bring it back to Wicked. I was trying to bring it back to musicals.
Yeah, so we were talking musicals.
You're not a fan of musicals.
Name me other musicals.
Wizard
of Oz.
Wizard of
Oz. The actual film.
The Sound of Music.
That's them kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Von Trapps.
The Von Trapps.
The Titty and her
the
kids.
The Titty Von Trapps.
The
yeah.
Sun will, is that, what's the sun will come out tomorrow?
That's Annie. The ginger one.
I was like, what's the sun will come out tomorrow? I am a fucking terrible drag queen and faggot.
No, but see, have you seen Wicked though?
No,
right, because I'd never seen the theatre production of it. Okay?
The thing is, it's the whole hype at the minute. When things have got hype, I have no interest because I'm like, no, everybody's running like.
Yeah,
what do you call it? Like everybody follows each other.
That's sometimes what I do.
And I'm like, no, out of badness, I'm not watching it.
I get
and then
that.
In about 2 years, I'm like, that was great.
Changed my life.
In about 2 years' time, I'll be like, here, we'll come back to this. I'm like, you know what?
She watched it, and
I just wonder, why is Ariana Grande so thin? And that other doll? A bald one?
Well, see, yeah.
Cynthia Nixon Rivero?
Some deep shit must have happened on that fucking set. Because they're crying all the time. It's quite, like, emotional. Like, have you seen any of the shit on the press tour?
Oh, my God. It's like, I'm going to order a taxi and they burst out crying. I'm like,
where they're, like, holding space. That's my background photo.
What's the holding space? Because in our group message, you kept just writing, I'm holding space.
I'm holding space for this. So they were doing an interview with some woman, and she was like, oh, I've seen that online that people have been really holding space for the Defying Gravity lyrics. And
was this people in cinema screaming like
this? This is people, yeah. Like, well, Cynthia Erivo took it some particular way and then was kind of like, oh my God, I didn't realise that was happening.
Is she from England?
Yeah, she's English, yeah.
I thought she was from America.
No, she's English. And okay. Ariana Grande apparently didn't know what really was kind of going on or what that meant. But she, like, knew that Cynthia Erivo, like, took it a particular way. She just kind of, like reached out. but, like, the only thing that she could grab was, like, her finger. So then she just started, like, just, like, tapping her finger. She was just like that. And then the interviewer, again, then kind of, like, panics and is like, okay, so Cynthia's taking it, like, a particular way that I'm not sure of. And she's kind of then, like, going, oh, well, you know, I've read it online. I mean, like, well, I work in queer media. And it's like, what? What does that even fucking mean?
Touch my face. So she was like, oh.
But thankfully afterwards, like, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo have been basically just like, that was hilarious at the time because no one knew what the fuck that meant.
Yeah.
No one knew what the fuck that meant.
So are they playing on it now? Like, is this a game?
Yeah. So, like, they're just been like, it's so fucking funny because it literally just is, yeah, it's so weird. But they're like, they're theater kids. So they're kind of, it's all cringy and funny at the same time and cute and lovely and as blah 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 blah.
The old saying goes, "What about shit?
What about shite?"
As I would say, but no,
but it
don't mind it. Musical. Some songs are good, especially on the stage. It's good. Remember, like, here we'll do Chicago, Chicago, Lady Marmalade, an episode of Moulin Rouge, and there's all different bits.
Moulin Rouge as well.
Yeah, and I believe it was some of those films I've not watched. I've done a load of the films I've not watched, which numbers we perform. Although I do love Track 6.
Yes.
It's one of my favourites. On Track 6. I was about to say a song and it just literally slipped my mind. I was like, you know, boom, gone.
Track 6.
Gone. That happens to me all the fucking time. Thanks very much, Lipsy Brain. It's amazing. Guys, we're going to take a short break in the episode. We are going to leave you with a few words from our advertisements, which is for my new podcast coming out live 27th of February. The live episode. Come and see it. Here's some information. I'll see you soon. The Laundry Room Podcast live Thursday, the 27th of February, 2025 at Union Street Bar, The Shoe Factory, Belfast. Doors open 8 p.m, showtime 9 o'clock. Special guests Rusty Hinges and Sabrina Bewitch join Roxy Tumbledryer for the usual hilarious podcast banter, but live on stage. Grab your tickets now. Details are below in the description. Hi, hoody, hoody, ho. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. This week I am joined by, once again, a second spinner. It's Electra the Cunt. I love that theme song.
I do too.
It's fucking ridiculous. I found it free. Anything?
Did you?
I'm not paying money for nothing. You could go on
money
somewhere.
Money for nothing. Shit's for free.
It's like you could go on. I could have went on the AI and got a song done, like Roxy's podcast, bitch. I do have a theme song, Roxy theme song, which I did make on AI one day, bored, and I was like, get that fucking screen recorded.
Your Drag Race verse.
Oh God, they all do one of that, don't they?
I know.
It's like, hey there, Rue. I'm for
coming
you.
From the crown. Yeah, well, it's basically fucking no harm, Lawrence Cheney's. I'm snatching wigs and snatching crowns.
Yeah, everybody will snatch the crown.
Yeah.
Come for the win. I'm the number one, and look at my split.
Yeah.
Dippity dip. Dippity dip. Bop, bop, bip.
Yeah.
I just be like, hey, RuPaul, I'm a bad bitch. Oh my Jesus, what's that itch? I think I've got crabs. I think I've got gonorrhea. Oh my God, no, what? I think it's our Sia. I want to sing for the chandelier.
From the chandelier.
But then, because of copyright, you'd have to go, I've got a wig that I can't see or hear. That's what you would have to do. You know what? You can't use songs.
That was beautiful.
Thank you very much. What would be your verse in 3, 2, 1?
Vote for me. I'm the winner.
RuPaul gets it in the guest.
Me.
You're the winner of this week's challenge. I'm like, oh, that was handy. I was like, right. And I was rhyming fucking gonorrhea with Arcea. Like,
oh, have you seen fucking about Tiara Sky? Hold on.
The legend herself.
Oh, where they're thinking that she... Well, there's basically a rumour online that she might be hosting Drag Race South Africa.
Fuck off.
And it's like, ladies, prior to tonight, you were asked to name 3 black celebrities.
Ladies, prior to tonight, you were asked to name 3 black celebrities.
Mama, Are you gonna be a lesbian tonight?
And what my favorite one, anything she does with an unsuspecting group of Chinese girls or
lies,
an unsuspecting Chinese person, I love, love, love it. Because
could you imagine if she was the fucking host of Drag Race South Africa?
I would love it for her, but with that hairline.
Oh, here she has people tugging at her hairline. So
they hear
you
that hairline come off.
That video where she smacks that guy.
Oh, this she was in the middle of it. If you have not seen it, guys, go and see it. Go find
Tiara
it.
Sky.
Tiara Sky, TaraSkye. She literally is doing her usual.
She's just a legend.
Anecdotes in the street, and somebody pulled her wig, and it didn't come off. It's fucking amazingly gone. Ran after him and punched him hard, and you heard that connection. Was amazing.
It's like, the back of his head was like, "Don't you fucking touch my wig!
Don't touch my fucking wig!" Then back go anyway. Back to the interview. I was like,
"Do you like anal?
Do you like anal?" There was one she did, like a woman, probably Chinese, Japanese or something. She's like, are you a lesbian? She's like, no.
She's like, lies.
Or she just goes, hello and good evening. And these Chinese
homosexuals,
these little Chinese girls go, oh my goodness. She goes, can you name three black celebrities? And they go, Lionel Richie, J.K. Rowling, and
can you name three lesbians?
I love it. That was my voice in Gran Canaria for the whole time. Oh, there. It was like, good evening, ladies. They'll be having a drink tonight.
Having drinks tonight.
And then sure, there was Queen Queef from Sparkles, Gran Canaria. She has that accent too. It's like
that Australian South African.
Welcome to Spangle Stars. You want to win some free drinks? Do you want some shots for 2 euros? A 5 euro? I can't remember what it was, but she was great. She had a fantastic contoured tip.
Yes.
How much is saying that drunk?
Her body, beautiful body.
15 out of 10 like, for her.
Gorgeous.
She was fantastic.
And polyglamorous as well. I mean,
shout out to Polly Glamorous.
The voice.
Voice of an ankle.
The body.
The gags, the jokes, the beautiful comedy, the humour, the faces.
Yeah.
I just love, and some of the numbers she was literally giving.
Just
like,
ad-libbing.
Ad-libbing. But yeah, there was all they were giving all the, and she's like a side eye.
Yeah.
That those little tiny wee things kill me in drag.
Yeah.
When a queen does stuff like that, it's not
just
performing.
She's just singing and someone stands up and she's like, sit down. I'm singing my song. Sit down.
Do you remember she was doing something? This fruit stands out. It's like, where are you from? It's like,
Belgium.
Belgium. You know what the Belgians are famous for? What? Sitting in seats.
Sit down.
I thought
sit down.
That was fuck. I was like, that's what you call crowd control.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Sit down. The fuck down.
And no, this is not true. I was just joking with her that she's the GA catfish because she's from fucking Tipperary. Have you heard all that stuff? Wild.
Oh my
wild
god, we'll come back to that in a second. I'm writing this on my notes.
Oh my god.
But yeah, you should. Oh my god, shout out to the girls. Miss Brandy will be joining us on the podcast very soon to discuss the life of a young bar owner.
Brandy. And of course, then Rosebud.
Rosebud. Guys, if you haven't followed this bitch, go and follow Miss Rosebud.
So beautiful.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, boom.
I was saying to Trudy, how just lovely it was just to see someone with the same, you know, bone structure as me. Just nice to see like what different hers would look like on my bone structure.
It's when all the girls
much
performed,
more beautiful than I.
They performed the Pussycat Dolls and she had black hair on, and I was like this black human unit, and I was like, look at that fucking woman.
Gorgeous.
on that black plinth.
So
stunning. Absolutely stunning. Yeah. It's just literally like, oh, yes, we're Korean.
But it's, you know, but like, we love to go over and just hype up the dolls, you know.
Fucking right. Funny enough, they did say on stage, like, it's nice to see, one of the girls, I think it was Polly, says it was nice to see drag queens coming away and not sitting with a face tripping them watching a show.
Well, this
they're
is
it. Enjoying it, because there's many a bitch, even over here, that will sit on the front row and watch a show and not clap. And I'm like, the fuck are you doing here?
Get yourself the clap, for fuck's sake.
I will sit and smile like a fucking grinning Cheshire cat. Like,
I know, take the videos.
Take videos, give everybody the at the
do
end,
the
like,
ooze, the
usually
ass.
I'm pissed, I'm like, I was fucking great.
If someone takes something off, fucking whip.
Like, oh, I always like, woo.
That's all you gotta do.
That's it. It's very simple. Just big up the dolls.
But I love drag, so I love seeing drag shows. You know, I'm not one of these people who like goes and sees the show and just sits there and is like, well, I can do this better.
Oh,
well, if I was doing this, I would be bibbity bobbity boobin. Well, if I was up there, I'd be doing that. Do you know, that's not what I'm there for. I'm there to see and to be entertained.
Just be entertained.
You know, just and enjoy it.
It's not a competition tonight. I'm off. I'm done.
Exactly.
I'm there is a few stories I've heard over here. Somebody's come up to a queen and went, oh, you performed that song, I could do it better, or I performed it better. It's like, is there a need for that?
There's absolutely fucking
no,
none.
Absolutely not a fucking need at all.
Well,
you just be like, oh, I also
do
that, great.
We'll do it then.
Or it's like, oh, she performs this. Now, certain queens are known for certain songs. Yes, great. But if it's just a song, I'm like, did you write this? Darling, did you write the lyrics?
Darling.
Are you being paid?
Yeah, I'm of the opinion if it's like a straight up song. Then you're kind of...
Walk away.
You have no claim over that whatsoever. But if it's like a mix that someone has clearly just fucking taken,
and
then you're like...
remade somebody's mix and ripped it off, I'd be like, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, if it's like Celine Dion, fucking Titanic or some shit, you're like, work away. Like, it's just... Yeah. Work away. But then there's some things that somebody's really known for, and I'm like, oh, that's... She does that. Like, there's some things Trudy does, and I'm like... A, it's musical, I don't know the words of that. And B,
Boobs.
Yes, yeah. Love the number, I think it's a fucking gag. But I wouldn't do boobs.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do boobs, because Trudy's well known for doing the tits. Yeah. Like, you, what's this at Christmas? Yeah. Like, I could do that, but I can do that.
Oh, I can say that.
That's not my drag.
But I wouldn't necessarily begrudge someone doing fucking Dog Days Are Over by Florence, you know, because that's a... I love performing
that's
that
you,
number.
Berlin with an old bit of fabric.
But, like, I wouldn't begrudge anyone else fucking doing it. No, if you do it, I'll be watching you.
This is
very
your call.
Very closely, darlings. Very closely, darling.
Your call to prayer to Florence the Machine. Dog Days Are Over, Thursday nights, open stage. I want to see it. Somebody do it. I'll do it tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Right across the street.
But I don't own the fucking song.
Well, this is it. It's like,
I don't own the song.
Work away. That's absolutely fine. But yeah, we were talking about... So this is where tangents get you.
Like, anyway, back to Wicked.
No! See, this bitch is going to get... Every time I lose my brain, I'm like, what happened? but yeah, sporting shows, giving a smile, giving a gag,
yes.
Having a laugh.
Yeah, like, going... Like when... Yeah,
that's
when,
what it's all about.
Having
a gag. Especially on holiday. I love holiday drag. Like, people call it holiday drag. It's just drag when you're away. Like, there's some... fabulous comedy that they do, and it's so... But over here or anywhere using the because of Drag Race, people go, oh, it's just not polished now. And I'm more and more now doing coming out as silly characters now in my show on a Saturday night, because I love doing that silly shit. Like, I was Danny from Greece a couple of months ago with Karma as Sandy, and I had this ugly wig on.
Karma Violet.
I think she's fabulous. She's my working girl. But I was Danny from Greece, and I was like, look at the state of me. Fucking didn't care. It was great.
Yeah, that kind of like...
I'm having a laugh.
Yeah, I like that. I enjoy that.
Like, remember the many characters we did on Sunday nights? Like, you were dressed as all sorts. Because it was
us, like, not fucking those baguettes.
Oh my god, the Lords and Dance. I'll have to do that again. Somewhere.
But yeah, I like all kind of fucking facets of it. If someone's standing up there and looks absolutely gorgeous and they're doing a beautiful, you know, ballad, then I'm like, absolutely beautiful, gorgeous. Dragon. I can live for that. If someone stood up there, you know, doing a fucking song about IKEA, then I love it at the same time. Do you know, I love all facets of drag, and I love
what
the fact that a show can do that. That it can fucking dip. That it can literally rip your heart out, and then make you piss yourself laughing at the next number.
That's what I love about drag. It's a gig, and that's what I like to see. And that's what I always ask on a Saturday night for my show. Like, girls, give me a bit of everything.
I
like a little bit of everything.
The riots, see, Donnie.
A little bit of cuck at words out today. My brain sometimes doesn't do
a
much.
Little bit of cabaret.
What do you call it when you want to give a whole selection? A very, very variety.
Variety, darling.
That's right. Don't worry about Nana. She's lost her train of thought. Variety is the word I was looking for.
Push that man in the window.
Gemma, have you got my keys? So the GAA podcast for the two Johnnies down south.
Yes,
GAA
the two
catfish.
Yes.
So that was basically some mad bitch.
Yeah.
Anybody, but spoilers right here. If you've not listened to it,
go listen.
We are going to talk about it here, so don't complain. Oh, you spoiled it for me. Fuck up.
Fuck you up, Dan.
That is my advice on many. Fuck up. So this bitch basically created everybody.
Yeah, she created all these profiles and then was like messaging people saying that she was these beautiful girls from like Love Island, etc.
She had this Megan or something was called, this beautiful looking, which in my, do you ever, you know, in your head you pictured her? I pictured like blonde hair, gorgeous, like big tits, gorgeous. I'm like, oh.
But they had released this podcast like 2 years ago.
Yeah, so it was out a long time ago.
Yeah, so kind of like, not necessarily like flew under the radar, because the reaction then to the podcast, the reaction to the first podcast that they released was, which was basically just about your man Johnny getting catfished by her.
Yes.
Then everyone else started going, well, here, hold on a second.
That happened to me.
That happened to me. Here's the story of what you did to me, blah, 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 blah. And then they thought, right, we've released a second podcast, that's it all done. But then she was still at it.
She was still going.
So then this new one has come out.
Recently, because we were away and you were like, listen to this.
Girls.
So I did. I lay and listened to everything in bed one night and like was like, this is fucking crazy. She created a whole family.
Like, a whole family. The Kennedys.
The Kennedys. The brother, the sister, her.
Yeah.
A whole family. Each Facebook was all interacting and liking pictures. And I'm like, who the fuck has the time
for that?
To do that? Like, I don't even have time to update Facebook and Instagram.
Have you ever been catfished?
Oh, Jesus, who the fuck's replying to me? Never mind fucking catfishing me, Jesus Christ. Some people do send you their
pictures. I've been catfished by people who I've, like, met in real life. But I know that they don't know me because I've seen their pictures. Their pictures have been used, but they don't know.
Did you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you do in that scenario? You turn like, I think one instance of it definitely was like, okay, because I was in drag as well. I could not just be like, by the way, someone's using your photographs. But it was very, very bizarre.
I said that a couple of people was like, your pictures are being used by somebody, by the way, and they're like,
very
oh, yeah.
bizarre.
But there's sometimes, I haven't been catfished that way by somebody using somebody else's pictures, but I've seen it's some people using a photograph, some gentleman using a picture that's maybe from 1992 on their current grinder, and you're like, oh, here, hello. And
I get ones who you use actually photographs see them, of like Twitter gays.
I like somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love people using pictures from years ago, and then you meet them and they're sitting at the bar. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, you've been dug up.
Hey.
Oh my God, what was that picture from literally like 95? Like, in an old Adidas tracksuit and a Ford Cortina in the background. I'm like,
And they're like, it's amazing what a filter would do.
Fuck me, a filter. It's like, what amazing what fucking couple of probiotics can do, you cunt.
And about fucking 15 years.
I was like, nah, bitch, that you're no. I remember this happened to me years ago when I first came out. This guy's pictures were lovely. And then when I went to meet him in person, I was like, what the fuck?
What's going on?
Is wrong? Like, what? Oh, and you had to, like, because it was only very young, I was like, it just kept going on. And then it was like, I have to go.
I have to go.
I was like, no. Oh my God, no.
I think Grindr is. Or like just fucking dating apps or like apps for sex are like crazy enough as it is without the added bullshit of someone just like pretending to be someone else. Like, what does that get you? What does that get you?
I know you're like, just sitting in the house. You just want to see people's dick pics.
But that's I mean, that's even the thing because
like it's just a dick.
Yeah.
It's like right.
Once you've seen one, you've seen them all.
It's like.
So like
the one-eyed monster. It's like, do you want to see my one-eyed monster?
But then do they take the collection of those and then they use those to impersonate that
somebody
person
else?
And
like,
yeah, do
seven
they just rotate it all? And,
what dick am I having today? I'm like, I think I'll have
Goldie Cogs.
The Goldie Cogs and the seven cogs today. We'll have the black one.
Lovely.
I am from Uganda. I'm here for a month. I am studying at University of Ulster. And y'all better go open your arses.
They have
shit.
All this. They have the whole fucking story and everything.
Oh, yeah. God.
Like that. Like story. This sweet girl. Like this fucking Nikki character. It's always the friend. It's always the friend.
But this whole girl then finally got caught on. It's like, it's you, you bitch. Yeah. And she's like, And she was probably like Quasimodo with one fucking eye and a hump in her back. It was like living in her bell tower, reading different
times. Well, this is the thing, because this is a very small island. So online, people have been identifying particular person. Obviously, for legal reasons, we couldn't possibly say here. But but it's crazy, like how... Yeah, the level of like influence and control that one person can have over so many people. Because some people were like convinced that like they were going out with them.
This guy was in a relationship with her for X amount of years. I'm like,
yeah,
the fuck, are you in a relationship with somebody and you haven't seen them? I don't get that. No, it was like years ago when you weren't out.
But it's these. It's,
did you ever have years ago an MSN like a girlfriend? Like I have a girlfriend.
I didn't buy into all that shit.
Or did you not? Well, I was. I was many years ago. I was like, oh, I have a girlfriend in Scotland on MSN.
But it's,
the fuck? I'm thinking, what? Never met the bitch.
It's kind of like, you know, these parasocial relationships that people have with, like, people on Drag Race, you know, a fucking Ariana Grande, you know, they think that they or Taylor Swift, or, you know, they think that they have like this relationship with these artists.
Yes. And I've seen a lot of them about drag queens, like girls, specifically going, my best friend in the world, and the queen does not respond to anything on social media, and it's like, me and my best friend in the world, you've built me up from nothing, and it's like,
which is great, fantastic, but also, like, the best person that you can love is yourself. stop seeking that from every fucking... especially from relationships that are, like, that are parasocial, and then you can't actually... They're not tangible.
No, and the thing is...
That person's not in front of you.
Especially with a drag queen. A drag queen is a character. The man underneath that, like, you don't actually know who that is. That's just, like... Say, for some of myself, it's like, I'm just giving you a character. Yeah. I get out of drag, I'm like, what the fuck?
That sort of heightened sense
of self.
Like,
can I help you? Get the fuck.
You know, you can say things that you would not say when you're out of drag, you know?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I still say it.
Oh, well, you would still say it. She just doesn't learn from her mistakes.
People sort of picks me out of the crowd. I'm like, I think you're... I'm like, yes, why? I'm like, you fucking bastard.
It's you.
People
ruin my win.
It used to be, don't bring that up. I'd love her to come out of the woodwork if she ever heard this and be like, tell me about your...
Oh my God, bring her on the podcast.
Can I ask you about your wedding day and how I...
The bride story. Finally.
From the bride's side.
In the Sunday life.
Tell me everything. How was your wedding? Oh my God, GA podcast, if you haven't heard it, give it a fucking listen.
It's crazy. But also, watch yourselves out there.
Exactly.
Boys and girls and lemons.
Speaking of Grindr, we were speaking about this earlier on before we come up to record, but when we were away in Gran Canaria, which I did find, it's being away and nobody knows who you are, nobody knows we do drag, nobody knows anything. Oh my God, I've never been more fucking feeling so good about myself, my life on Grindr over there. It was like, meet me, come to my hotel, let me take you for dinner. Do you want money? Do you want to check my baby? Messages upon messages. Then I arrived home, and then it was like, there's a tumbleweed away past
crickets,
the door.
Crickets. Yeah, like, it's that thing of like, where I was saying how surprised I was at how many people were there. Like, I get that it's a gay fucking, like, destination spot.
The island.
But, you know, we're big enough here, surely. Like the island is tiny in comparison to where we are.
Sometimes the closest person can be like 300 meters. I'm like, ooh, wow, close. In Gran Canaria, it was like, he's next door. I was like, fuck me. It's like, he's only half a centimeter away. I'm like, hello?
Yeah.
Love it. But
and there's not like the added thing of like, they know who you are. They know that you do drag. They think that because you do drag that you're gonna stand up on stage and say, hello, here's my sexual history, and that person there is someone that I had sex with last night. Because since when do we do that?
I think that is a common misconception. You think if you go out with a drag queen, did a drag queen, do something with a drag queen, you're in the crowd, then we're going to just go, oh, last night I thought, absolutely not. That's my business, and I keep that quiet. Do you think you no, that is not,
or this kind of thing of like, oh, you'll tell all of your drag friends, and it's like,
nobody's interested.
Well, nobody cares. Do you not tell your friends anything?
What did you do last night? I have no friends.
I'd
just be like, this is what happened. Like, all right. You literally would tell your mate, or you're the mate who also does drag. You'd be like, oh, such and such. I'm like, gag, slut, gag, brilliant. Or like, oh, happy days, go on, son, you haven't done it in a while. And that would be literally the height of it.
If there's one thing drag queens know, it's discretion.
Shut the fuck up and say, discretion!
Discretion!
Have you ever been outed with a milk carton?
Discretion!
But I keep myself to myself. My business is my business. Because I love the ones on Grindr. It's like, discreet. I don't send picture. I'm like, who am I going to tell?
Well, the thing is, if people know who you're fucking, then they want to start fucking them too.
Well, that's another one.
So, you like to keep your business quiet.
I've been in a relationship before, and then these fucking... many times I've been really, many times I've had a man, and then these leeches just come out of nowhere, and they're like,
people come out of the woodwork, like, and they're like, oh, hello,
can I help you with something? But then whenever they're single, they don't want them. It's like, there's these like relationship leeches, like,
when people know that if you're getting fucked or fucking someone, then they want to get in that business. They do.
The way. I do find Grindr now is full of like third couples. It's like, well, I'm an old school here. I'm like,
are you an old romantic?
Yeah, I couldn't be getting into that third.
I like a bit of romance.
I wouldn't be like, yeah, I'll join you while he what? No, I'm no.
I like
one on one on one. Remember that song?
Oh yes,
one and one.
It one is one.
Well, that would be me. I'm not one for thirds or being somebody else's wheel. No, thank you. Right. I also wouldn't be up for high and horny, where you're injecting crystal fucking Tina or whatever it's called.
No. Tina, get the bring axe. Me the axe.
Tina, bring me the bong.
Tina. Stop like, injecting.
It's 5 a.m. Go to bed.
Yes.
Like I would like,
and not, I definitely think there's something to be, you know, not to take it serious, girl, but there is something to be said for like the parties that like get quite heavy on the drugs, and then it becomes an issue because some people are not fully consenting to
just like
particular things that are happening around them. So just be careful out there, girls.
We'll be back to tonight. Today's message is be careful.
Just
out
be
there.
Careful. Just be careful.
Make sure
because,
you
because yeah, you might get yourself into a situation where all of a sudden you are one drop of something away.
Well, that yeah, see, that's what. What's a drop? Is that GHB?
G, yeah,
I've never GHB. Taken that. I don't like anything that
don't
can't
any
be
that.
A drug that cannot be controlled. Like, say for example, you smoke cannabis, you can control that with orange juice if you get very high, ladies. Yeah.
A little ban.
Vitamin C would bring you back down, or if you have an edible and you get a bit panicked out, because I remember people saying before, I had an edible once, I'm like, stick orange juice and that brings you back down. Obviously, if you take cocaine, you can take bumps and bumps, little tiny bumps until you get to, and that's fine. You can sort of not just getting stuck into, but things where you'd inject, like an E. I've never taken an E before. I remember back maybe in the day before you were a bad
girl. A bad girl.
I don't.
A bad girl.
Things that you it has to run its course. I'm like, no.
Yeah,
those I kind don't
of,
like that.
Yeah, I don't. The thought of like acid, you know, freaks me out because when does that trip end? And you hear like, of these things of like people being in that kind of state for like days.
I'm like, no, I don't like that.
No. Anything that would like alter the perception of reality.
Because you know when I don't what you've done, I'd be end up in here dressed up and all. Like, what have I done? No, not for me. Plus the fucking fact that I'm epileptic, I can't be taking nothing.
Yeah,
I cannot be taking a thing. It is great. Cannot alter perceptions at all. Now,
don't you be imbibing?
But if anybody is into high and horny and injecting Tina Crystal or whatever it's just called, work away. That is totally up to you. But just be careful out there, girls.
Just be careful.
Just be careful out there, girls. Hashtag just be careful out there, girls. We're going to take a very short break again to be very careful out there. I am just going to rack us up 2 needles worth of crystal meth.
Merry Crystal Meth Mess.
We are going to be very careful out there, girls, but we will be back in just a second. We'll see you shortly.
Mother's Day 2025. Are you not sure what to do with your mum? Do you want to leave her at home? Do you want to take her out for the day? Do you want to have a laugh? Why not join Roxy Tumbledryer at the Balmoral Hotel with her fabulous cabaret show and comedy? Priced at just £29.95, plus your booking fee, it also includes a fabulous 2-course meal and entertainment for the day. Get your tickets at balmoralhotelbelfast.co.uk and Roxy will see you there.
Hello, welcome back to the last section of this week's podcast of the Laundry Room. The wash is nearly done. We're just putting it in for its last dry cycle. There was a few stains, but we got to the bottom of it. It was basically oppression.
Smelly.
Have you ever had a pair of pants that have never washed before?
Have you ever had knickers that were never washed?
Have you ever washed your knickers? So when you say knickers in an Irish accent, it could sound like a wrong word.
Very dangerous. Very dangerous.
It's like my Welsh accent that goes Indian so quick that it's like, shit, right, well. Anyway. So
did you watch The Traitors?
Never.
There was a wee girl on it who was doing, from the start, for no reason at all, she was doing a Welsh accent.
Oh.
She's like, hello, yes, I'm Charlotte.
I would be.
I don't know why Charlotte's from Cork.
I would be. Hello,
I'm Charlotte.
From Cork.
Hello, oh yes.
But I'm also from Wales, Cymru.
Yes,
Cymru.
From the valley, and all that.
Can't do that, actually. I could be any. Like, I could be Manchester. Fuck, I'm like, all right, love, I'm a traitor.
Oh, Manchester. Now, I'm a fucking traitor.
I'm a fucking traitor, I am. But I'm not going to let on, I'm going to pretend I'm faithful. And I'm not going
to
be like,
I swear to you, I'm a faithful.
You are telling fucking lies.
It's a good show. Good show. Because Bob, the drag queen's in the
American
US
one?
Version.
So, I believe.
Now, the UK version has already ended, but the US version has been.
Is that your woman with the fringe and the cloak?
Yes.
Why did she wear that
Claudia
cloak?
Winkerman.
Is there a reason?
Because they need to hide their identities because they're traitors.
Oh, so what goes on? Do they,
so basically,
do they all live separately, or be all?
Well, they all. Well, they're also the thought of it is that they all live in the castle together, but they don't. They actually just live in like the airport hotel, and
like,
then they get driven to the castle every day. And then, yeah. So there's like a number of traitors who are chosen at the very start.
Are they able to all talk to each other and interact? Yeah.
At the end of the day, they go to a turret, and the traitor's turret, and then they get to bitch and slag each other off, and then, you know, have the bits, and then they get to murder someone. So there's a banishment at the round table, where it gets very awkward.
It's very Henry VIII.
And then there's, there's a banishment.
Like, Anne Boleyn, your head will be cut off, you bitch.
But I loved it, I loved it.
Never ever watched, never interested me.
And it's the type of programme where, like, 8 episodes in, and then all of a sudden you find out one of the wee girls is a lesbian, and you're like, well, I didn't like you before, but I like you now.
It's like, well, you went up my books.
I like you now.
You like a drop them off. You're in.
You know exactly what you're up to, so.
You know what you're into. Welcome to burlesque.
Like, welcome to burlesque.
Say a little more.
She hates musicals, folks.
You know what? No, I do love a bit of burlesque. Sure.
Do you like a bit of burlesque?
Oh, sure.
Bet
you all I have to say is add a little smoke. Welcome to burlesque.
Welcome.
Add a little smoke. It's like,
have you seen Christina Aguilera's face?
What happened to her? She's been stung by a bee.
She's one of these celebrities who has the new face, like where they've been like taken back like fucking 20 years.
Really?
Jennifer
Aniston looks like a fucking snake's balls at the minute.
Oh, she looks wild. God love her.
I was never into Friends either. That's just something I put it there. Hated it.
I only watched it because it annoyed my dad, and it was on at like 5 o'clock in the evening, and he was like, "No, I want to watch."
Well, look at Christina Aguilera.
Her face has like gone back fucking 20 years.
She looks like she's been filtered to the balls.
But she actually looks like that.
The fox like face. It's your old snatch. Yeah, snatch the fox. It's kind of like you just remove your whole face and nip you right back. And I'm like,
yeah.
And they do it in your hairline so you wouldn't see. I'm like, that's fucking mad.
Get me booked in on Monday.
Do you ever see Queens when they're getting ready? They do this whole, they could wrap duct tape around their head. I'm like,
couldn't be doing that.
Why are you doing that? You're 20. You're 18. You don't need to be.
You're pulling Queens nothing are doing there, that honey.
To pull things. You don't need to pull things. Yeah. At the age of 18, and you don't need to anchor wigs in because you're not doing. Get on up,
get on up.
You're literally walking about and throwing, going, I could do that number better. I'm like, you're fucking pish. You're pish.
Gone are the days though of the girls. Do you remember they used to do the wigs snapping? The fucking their necks would be almost broke.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, let them say Chantel Perez.
Yes.
The legend.
Yes.
The Brazilian goddess who's still in Dublin doing her bit.
Is she?
She sometimes appears on Davina Divine's show on a Thursday.
We have one here.
I loved her. She used to go the helicopter. Like,
her neck has to be insured.
Oh, don't remember the Wednesday. She used to join us on a Wednesday night for Bitch Please, yeah. And used to do the get on up whips, and then 10 minutes later shots. Yes, boom.
Crazy.
I would be on the floor with a fucking concussion
because my neck would be broke.
Amazing, though. She's still
my
at
back,
it.
My pussy and my
she click. Is Brazilian Portuguese.
Yeah.
I think her Brazilian. She's fucking a legend.
Chantel but she's exactly who I was thinking of because I haven't seen her in so long.
I knew straight away. Do you remember? And I was like, yeah, Chantel Perez.
Glorious.
Absolutely fantastic. These are taking you back to whenever you were the host of Ultravan. One of the most successful nights in the Belfast gay scene, folks. You'd no idea.
Like, no one had any idea that it was happening at the time. And no one had any idea that it actually did happen. It's long gone.
Your busiest night was 8 people.
Oh, don't maybe, even. Maybe 10. Do you know what? It taught you perseverance.
Yes. It
just getting
you,
the job done.
It taught you shit don't be busy on Thursday night.
Yeah,
the old days. It's whenever Boombox first opened. So
I know.
You had to give it to Jews then. You weren't doing much.
Well, do you know what? They gave me an amazing opportunity. And it was like that. Yeah, I could do things that no one was seeing, but it was fierce, and that was all that mattered.
You were doing Sia's best numbers in your wee bulbs, giving it the fucking ditty.
I was doing things that no one was seeing.
Nope.
And no one will ever see again.
And this would be the time.
And it happened.
This would be the time now I would revive all of those old numbers and go, you know what? Nobody's ever seen this. Like, it's all brand new. I'm like, Yes. Funny enough, I've been doing that recently, finding old stuff in emails, going, I haven't done that in fucking years. Welcome back to the repertoire. Welcome back to the circle of life.
I know, I've not done a CA number in donkey's years.
I'd like to see
donkey's
one tomorrow.
I want to see you.
Not on tomorrow. I would like to see one on Saturday because we don't mention what day I recorded this song because we recorded it on any day at all.
You want to see it on a Saturday night?
I would like to see. I would like to hear it from across the street when I'm having a cigarette. I want to hear 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. I'd like to do a CA, but just put my head in the corner, just the whole time, just look into the corner,
just look into the corner,
just stand in the corner and lip sync. Nobody knows you're lip syncing. Like,
I think Cherry did that with me once. I did the dancing bit, and she did the actual singing of it.
Yes, that was
and
awful.
She was we were experimenting that at the time.
Don't remember the time me and Cherry sang "He Lives in You."
Oh my God! Yes, for Culture Night,
and I like went hit the house note down the street. And one of my favourite moments in time.
Anyway, back to Wicked.
Anyway, back to Wicked.
Back to Wicked. But that, no, I bring back fucking Culture Night.
Do you remember? I love Culture Night. We always had a great time running about
the
streets and drag.
It's nice to see, you know, people out in Belfast fucking having the crack and all that fucking good shit.
I know. I think nowadays people be too offended by things. Too cultural.
I don't even think we were even fucking doing offensive shit in those days.
We were just doing a drag show.
We were doing fucking kind of a nose on a night like this in the middle of the fucking street.
Bat wings now. And then dress as maids for something. What was
just
that?
Good old fashioned drag.
Just a good old fashioned show for the
people,
kids.
People were doing like countdown competitions in the street. And
that's right.
Do you remember we stormed the stage at.
Stormed
the stage
at
Ryder's Square where Claire Hall was DJing.
Oh my God, Let's
and
Have a Kiki.
We did Let's Have a Kiki, yeah.
Flew up on stage. The place went apeshit because we had a pre-planned routine that went basically every week. We did
beautiful.
It. It's just turning around at a show and went, do you have a finale? Okay, Let's Have a Kiki. Or Bang Bang. That was all that was ever done.
That was that amazing night with Portia. Lady Portia. About. We were all fucking so drunk and like,
are you ready for a fanny slap? Oh my God, fucking, do you remember Portia just stabbed and said, girls, what? Are you ready for a fanny slap? Just slapped the fanny of herself, pulled her dress up, slapped the fanny of herself, and then we ran on, and I swear to fuck, I laughed like fuck. It was so good.
Just so, such funny, like crazy times.
Very good times. Very, very,
very
good times.
Very, very good times.
Back in the
very,
old days.
Very good times. Tell me this, do you have Spotify?
I do.
What's on your, on repeat? What songs are you vibing with at the minute?
Would you believe I don't listen to any of my music through Spotify?
Do you not?
No, I have YouTube Premium, so I listen to my music on YouTube.
So
on repeat on YouTube.
Look
at
who has
the
money.
Look who has money for subscriptions. I'm actually listening to at the moment Whitney Houston 13-minute megamix with possible future plans to cut it into 2.5 minutes. 2.5 minutes of drag.
Beautiful. The 2.5 limit.
2.5. I do that. See something that you look at and go, that's nearly 4 minutes. That's very long.
I know.
And then you see something go, that's 2:20. Perfect.
Yeah, Gaga's new album, apparently no song's going to be under like 3 minutes. And I'm like, I'm going to need to review this. I'm going to need to speak to her and her hubby, Michael.
Do you have to know you'd listen to it and go, where can that be cut?
Yes.
Removing a bridge, removing a chorus, and just be like, right, that's how we make that. For
cut that out.
The dolls. What I'm listening to on YouTube, so it's Step by Step by Whitney Houston.
Step by step. Day by day. I love that song.
There's a remix of it. I DJ it every Saturday night, so if you want to come and hear it, come and hear it. It's very good.
Saturday nights in the Union Street.
Saturday nights at the Old Inn. What else have I been listening to on repeat? Step by Step. A couple of mashups. I love a good mashup of songs, like, that really shouldn't go together but do.
Have you heard the YMCA Chapel Rowan Hot to Go mix?
Yes, I have, actually.
I love that.
Very good.
I love that.
There's also this one I enjoy. We'll get into the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get See You Guys Together going on. So it's the Macarena and Snoop Dogg.
Snoop is done.
So you're talking old man versus stoner bad bitch. I love it. But no, do love a good mashup. I think they're absolutely fabulous. But what I want to ask you is, what's hot and what's not in the moment for Electric Hunt? What are you loving? What are you enjoying at the moment? And this could be on anything, like, everywhere, like on social media, what are you liking? I'm like, I like that.
I like
people are living. Yeah, I like. I like. I love this question. I can just get you on the hook.
I like running at the minute.
You are liking.
I love running.
Right? Why?
Tell me why are you running up?
Well,
the
Glen
I have
Road?
A lot of problems, so I need to run away from them. And that's essentially what happened,
darling. Tell Trisha your problems. I was watching those on TikTok last night.
Okay.
Sorry.
Can you see my growl?
It's like Ian Kelly.
Can you see my?
I was of Trisha. What's your problem? Who's the father of the baby?
Oh, God, yeah.
Come on, what's the problem of the baby?
But Trisha was always like, if you're pointing a finger at someone, then you got like fucking four pointing back at you. But
yeah. Trisha, the actual Trisha?
The actual Trisha. But she was always like, go walk your dog. Go walk the dog.
You better walk.
That was her solution to everything. But go running is a good solution.
Oh, so that's the reason why in Boo Select version of it, he has a dog?
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
She was like, just go run.
Oh my God. Right, so there's a whole level of something I didn't know. Just
or go run, or go walk the dog, rather. But go running does solve some problems too.
You're into the running world then, so?
Yeah, I was wanting to kind of do it last year, and then like I was kind of like jogging, and then work, we're doing like a couch to 5K thing for the Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke Foundation. So I was like, do you know what, the stars have aligned, and someone's telling me that I have to do this.
Yeah.
So
somebody with a heart, chest, and stroke.
Yeah. Someone was telling me that I do not want to use those services. So
you have a lovely chest. We want to keep your heart and no stroke.
Yeah. Like, I want to keep myself healthy. And do you know what? Like mental health wise, gotta say, annoying as it is. Should have been doing this ages ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it really does help.
Are you going to be one of these people that like post the pictures of the app of what you've done in your route?
No, not really, because
that's my what fucks me off. It's like, nobody gives a fuck that you've run an hour. We don't care. I'm sitting here in bed.
It is one
still.
Of those things though, like, where it's like you run and then you're like, I have to say this to someone just so I can be like, so I can kind of hold myself accountable. But
that is the reason people do it. But I take
pictures of it, like, and I do keep records of it, but I.
Records.
But I wouldn't. Yeah, I very rarely do post. I very, very, very rarely post on social media anyway. But yeah, posting that unless I am somewhere. So I did a run in Brussels, in the fucking freezing cold. Oh my God, it's freezing.
Did you not take a run in Grand Canary?
No, because it was too hungover.
I really didn't want to,
but I'm back there in May, at the end of May.
It's gonna be
end of May.
Another
drag queen. Yeah, I'm going back, because I love it. I usually go now twice a year. Once in January with all the drag girls,
yes.
And then for my birthday in May. So I flit
it's
off.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
Oh, I would love to go down and perform in the bars, and I would go there for May. I'm gonna get Electra.
Our good hairdresser, Laura Levinson's actually gonna be there in the same time. So,
is she?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes,
I would go away anyway.
She cuts a lot of the faggots' hair.
She does.
Out in Peter Oliver.
Give it up for Laura, the DJ Lady Luck.
Yes, keeping us
she's
all
now
trimmed.
DJ Lady Cut. DJ Lady Cut, bitch. Yes, she is.
I couldn't trust anyone else.
Same. I'm really. I did go to somebody different, and motherfucker, I was chopped. Chopped.
Really?
Oh my God, chopped. It's like, what the fuck? You look at it, you know, do you ever be in there and you're like, that looks great. You go home, you wash it, you go, who the fuck did this to me?
Yeah.
What is wrong with my hair? Wear a hat.
What's happened?
It was like, I've been through it. No, never again.
I've been through it.
I'm very particular about my hair, because there's times she'll cut it and then I have to then put my glasses, because I'm blind as fuck without my glasses. Without my glasses, I can't see. Then I will start.
I can't see without my glasses.
Oh, my Billy J. Mills. I can't.
Have you seen her ordering the vapes? Oh my God, it's so fucking funny. She's like, naughty girl. I fucking. She brings me so much fucking joy.
What flavors? Like, we got a raspberry donut, we got mango passion fruit.
Cheerios, naughty girl.
And the woman behind the counter, she was like, she's having a fucking Pakistani gag. Pakistani, just howling, like, I think it's a gag. And I'm like, she's just, Bailey Jet is so fucking stupid. It's so funny. It's brilliant.
Like, yeah, just one of those people who just fucking is so funny and just brings me so much fucking joy.
I love that. Just random comedy for no reason. I'm like, yeah, why not? Why fucking not?
Why
not? It's a good laugh. I love a good character impersonation. So what else is in? What else is nice? What do you like? What do you like at the moment?
What do I like at the minute? Run away from my problems. Do you know what? I do love performing on a Saturday night in the Maverick.
Well, that's always been in.
With good old Misty, my sidekick. She stands at my side and I kick her. God love her. But what do I like at the minute?
Never mind. What do you like? So I was like, what's hot? What's not? What do you not like? What do you dislike at the moment? What does it for you?
People trying to pull me into drama.
Are you often pulled into drama?
I just like keep my own pace. That's why I like at the minute.
But is there drama for you to be pulled into? No, I don't.
No, but just like do you know just. Ordinary kind of stressful people who stress out about things that shouldn't be stressed out about.
Oh yes, I calm down.
It's all fine.
I can be guilty of that too. I stress out about shit sometimes. Like, why? And then at the end of it, you're like, why did I stress about that? There's no need. There's like, listen to the ice clink in my glass. There's no need to stress out about that. It all works out in the end. And sure, if it doesn't, fuck it. My mum always says, everything can be fixed. Nothing in this world is forever. Nothing can be broke. Everything can be fixed. Because some people, obviously, there is people that do think that nothing can be fixed. So the only way out is DIY. Yeah. And I'm like, no, everything can be fixed. There's no reason to take one's own life and whatnot.
Oh God, no.
Conversation took a turn for the worse there. But yeah, no, everything can be fixed. There's not a big, like...
But there is something to be said for that, love. Because you do see, like, fucking, even on, like, Facebook and stuff, like, people going, like, missing or whatever.
All
or you do
time.
See. And it is terrible. And, like, but you are still going to counselling?
How dare you mention it?
You're still working on yourself.
I'm working on my... Oh my God, yes, I've been going for a year. This podcast started is also when I started going to counselling. So both are running alongside each other.
Yeah.
Talking about my problems and people are listening to it. Yeah. No, it's amazing. It's fantastic. And it's one thing I would say to people, go do it. And people always ask me, what do you talk about? I'm like, you never know on the way. You don't have to be like, right, today I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to talk about this. Shit just comes out. You're just like...
I think you need something... in your day or in your week that is exclusively just for like for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is
most of my weeks for me. I do fuck all. I love it.
Just privately masturbating to yourself
every day.
But whether it's like talking to a counselor, whether or not it's going for a run, you know, it's that time where it's like no one else can interrupt you, and it is those self-care kind of moments that keep you on track.
Absolutely.
Keep you on track.
As the saying goes, look after yourself, girls.
Step by step.
Day by day. Or as we said earlier on, catfishing, be careful.
Just be careful out there, girl. Just be careful out there.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah. Because it's a fucking shitty enough world as it is. I mean, like, I feel like we're just repeating the same mistakes again. Like, I don't want to mention the orange fucking bastard.
Everything's gonna be okay
in America, but like we're just reliving nightmares and like you know Nazism on the fucking rise. So it's just like, do you know what? The best thing to do is self care. Look after yourself in these fucking troubling times.
I always like, you never. When's it gonna fucking all go to shit one day? So I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit myself and have a gag. And have a laugh and make a podcast and make people laugh. If he's very uptight and very serious and very grumpy, I'm like, fucking unclench your arse cheeks for 5 minutes.
There is so much. There's so much shit going on in the world that like what we do is great because we can give people that moment of detachment from reality. Like we are
big fucking clowns dancing about on stage, pretending as if we're Whitney Houston or whatever, you know. And it's that detachment from reality that I think that we can give people, and that people need at the minute.
Absolutely, come and see your shows. Step into the boss.
Places are gay when you make them gay.
Absolutely, get your membership card and come into the bar. You may drop your gay. You've dropped your gay card, Electra.
Do you remember that? You've dropped your gay card.
That's the reason why I said this. Because you dropped your membership card. Remember that years ago, kids, like, you dropped your gay card, and I turned around, and I was like, I don't have a gay card.
Excuse me.
That is my shiny Charizard card from Pokemon, you fucking bitch. It's also my Mew. Remember Mewtwo, the one that was the bitch you could not get? And there was Mew. Oh my god, them were the bitches. They were the fucking ones you wanted.
I think I did that for about 4 months, then I was like, I can't play this.
Always math. I had them all. Two books full.
Pokemon.
Remember, remember the Pokemon night?
Oh my god.
Rusty was Jinx. That one looked like Nicki Minaj, and I was Meowth the cat.
Meowth, yes.
I must say, for fucking that together, that looked alright. I would go down well at one of them weird Comic-Con events. I'd be like, there's me looking like a woman in a pair of boots. Like, what the fuck is that? If you want to find it, go through my Facebook, find the images. Were you there at the time?
No, I wasn't. I think I was away or something.
Who would you have chosen as your Pokewoman? Pokewoman? Pocahontas?
Girl?
Who would you have been?
Wigglytuff? Or Jigglypuff?
Oh, Jigglypuff? Like, you would just be in, like, loads of, I can just see you in tons of tulle. Like,
just a big pink thing.
Like kimchi, like a big toilet roll holder, like little Miss Kimchi.
Oh, yes, we were talking about her earlier, her lovely concealer.
Fucking give it up for her. Big up, Kimchi, you fucking lovely.
Kimchi.
But Electra, thank you for coming on to the Laundry Room Podcast, second spin.
Thank you for having me again.
You're very well. You've been great. You've given out great advice to anyone listening on this episode. I must say,
just be careful and watch Wicked.
Be careful out there. Watch Wicked.
Give your support to those girls. Oscar nominated.
You know what? You've mentioned it so many times. I feel that I have been slightly influenced. I may
Something
not.
Something has changed within you.
Still might not watch it because.
I mean, it is 2 hours, 40 minutes now.
No time for that.
It's long.
Maybe one day when the whole hype's all burnt down and nobody's all right, then I'm like, fuck, here, girls, what would you work at this week? And they're like, this was 3 years ago. I'm like, but that's what I like to get you.
Well, there's going to be two of them, so it's going to be even longer.
Well, this is it. So I'm like, let me come back to Wicked in about 2028 and we'll. So no, actually, 2020.
What are we in now? 2025.
So we've got 2029 and then 2010.
Sure, apparently we've only got fucking 28 seconds to live anyway.
21 seconds to go.
So the world's burning anyway, so just go and see some drag shows.
This is it. Come and see your drag shows. Saturday night in the Maverick with Electra and Maestay, Misty Falls.
Misty Falls.
They are giving you entertainment from what time do you begin?
From 9 p.m.
9 o'clock.
Yes.
Until
the wee hours of the morning.
Until the wee
We have some gorgeous, gorgeous cabaret, and then we play some tunes. So you can dance night away on the stage and show off all your gorgeous moves,
your bits and pieces, and of course you may be able to try some biscuit liqueurs if they appear from España in May time.
Yeah,
you'll get 4 bottles this time.
If they ever last.
I'll bring loads back.
So delicious.
And then of course come down and see me on a Saturday night as well in Union Street Bar. I am on from 7 o'clock, so which is early doors. It does then get very, very busy for me at 8 o'clock onwards. We get crazy. We give away free drinks, puff a laugh, puff a gag. It's all done by 10 and I'm home in my bed, washed and in my jammies.
Eat my spaghetti arms.
Not eating, just
eat. Oh, don't. The past couple of weekends, I've been having spaghetti arms. It's been beautiful.
I'm mad for jellies. When I get in, I'm like, oh. Like an old sour. One of them sour ones, but turn your whole mouth inwards like Mr. Burns. Someone let me know in the comments. Tell me the sour is sweet. That's what I want to know. Something really fucking sour.
Lemon sherbet.
Anyway, any hoosier, don't forget to grab your tickets to the Laundry Room Live podcast. If you enjoy this mad, just. That was my pregnant bits. Ooh. If you enjoyed the podcast, please do let me know. Please give us a wee share on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Electro to Cunt, Electro to CNT.
It's Cunt Without You in it.
That's it. It's Cunt Without You, because you are not part of this. Or, of course, myself, Roxy Dumbledore. If you don't already follow me, get your tickets to the podcast live, as I said. And thank you for listening. It's been fabulous. Electro, thank you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
It's been fantastic. Have a great week, whatever you're up to. Have a great month. Have a great day. Have a great life.
Just be careful. out there, girls.
Thanks very much. Love you all, guys. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.